And at this point, I'd like to introduce our General Manager, CEO of the Iowa State Fair, Mr. Gary Slater.
Thank you very much, John. I want to add my sincere welcome to all of you as well. Thank you for coming and supporting your Iowa State Fair. As each of you are aware, I'm sure, of the tremendous coordination and effort it takes, the hard work that goes on to get to this point, but we're here. This is opening day. This is the greatest day of the year. I want to start by thanking those that could contribute so much to make this happen, starting with those that were just introduced, our Iowa State Fair Board. They start the progress each year as we evaluate one fair and get ready for the next and give us those goals that our staff strives for and setting new policies for the Iowa State Fair. The second group that I think all of you will recognize as very, very important to the Iowa State Fair, 66 of the most dedicated individuals ever assembled is the Iowa State Fair full-time staff. Some of them are around here. Hold up your hands if you are, but let's thank them for what they do. They work very, very hard to implement current and new fair areas, highlighting new areas and reinforcing those long-standing traditions that we all know and love. Of course, our extended staff. At this time, this morning, we'll have over 1,400 people on our part-time staff that are helping accommodate you and your needs and making the fair go. And a lot of times, they are the ones in the trenches putting that smile on your face as you come through the front gate, hopefully, and enjoying the fair. And of course, we couldn't get along without our volunteers. From the 4-H and FFA to the Blue Ribbon Foundation, our information volunteers in the little blue huts that you see around the grounds, Little Hands on the Farm, just down here, takes about 1,100 volunteers over the course of the 11 days. About 100 people a day. Last year, we had over 32,000 kids, not counting the parents that go with them in the course of the fair. So it takes those volunteers, those people who are dedicated to the Iowa State Fair to make it go. A lot of times we rely on contractors and other folks in the community to help us make all this happen. And I'd like, they're kind of the unsung heroes many times. And I'd like to thank them and recognize them for all that they do. Of course, I don't have time to recognize everyone that contributes to the fair, 4-H and FFA volunteers as well, but I just want to thank them for all that they do. This year, you're standing in an area that is phase one of the renovation to the midway, the grandstand stage, and the outdoor entertainment and event center. Phase one consisted of the renovation of the midway area, which you can see behind me, upgrading the surfaces, the utilities, the communication lines for the midway, and making it possible for us to produce the midway in-house. It consisted of a renovation of this gate, gate 15. Isn't it? It's gorgeous. And hopefully we'll accommodate those huge crowds that are coming to the Iowa State Fair this year. We're going to call it the Blue Gate, because if you're here after dark, up the lighting that shines up on that canopy is blue, and then each one of the tops of these posts going down here is a blue light on top of those light posts. So it's kind of like Hansel and Gretel. You can find your way back to the parking lot to the Blue Gate, that's for sure. We are also pleased to have completed the road connecting down to the main concourse. And then behind you, there's a road that goes clear out to the northeast parking area that we completed this summer. And there is a shuttle that will pick you up here and take you to the northeast parking lot and back if that's where you end up parking when you come to the Iowa State Fair. So we were very busy and ambitious this year as we in our construction projects. We're also fortunate to have the opportunity to complete the final phase and renovation to the east and south side of the Varied Industry Building. The Jacobson Plaza was the third renovation of the Ruan Plaza Phase 1 and 2, and now the Jacobson Plaza Phase 3 is the completion of that. And so there's a nice corridor behind or south of the Varied Industry Building to Gate 10. It's exciting for me and for all of us up here that these construction projects continue to upgrade this campus. And these things are made possible because of the fair and the love of this fair by you all, and all of the Iowans contribute by coming and giving us record attendance year after year. It takes all of us for these renovations. Our state Iowa Infrastructure Fund and key donations from individual donors through the Blue Ribbon Foundation, and of course, over 1 million fairgoers supporting the revenue that supports these renovations that you can enjoy each and every year. Two key people that I want to recognize, and I said I didn't have time to recognize everybody, and I don't, but these two people are key. Probably the only two that didn't get recognized yet this morning on the podium, but the first one is Scott Wirth. And Scott, would you stand up? Scott is our Senior Director of Plan Operations and an architect. It's his vision that is continually planned and implemented and designed these improvements so that future generations of Iowans will be able to be as proud of this grand tradition as I am, and I hope that you are in the future. Sitting beside him is Peter County, the Executive Director of the Blue Ribbon Foundation. With Peter's leadership and the leadership of John Putney before him, our Blue Ribbon Foundation has raised over $135 million over the last 25 years. All of that money has gone right back into the campus here in creating what we think to be one of the best Iowa State Fairs, or best state fairs in the country, the Iowa State Fair. So thank you, Peter. You want to give him a check later on, I'm sure that he'll take it. But all in all, thank you for coming to the grand opening of the Iowa State Fair, and I hope you enjoy yourself this day and come back many more times. Thank you very much.